Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
We're looking at results this morning from S4 Capital. We've got our breaking news editor Charles Capel with us in studio. Charles.
Good morning. Yeah, that's right. So S4 Capital reported some strong revenue and billings numbers this morning, but it was their margins that were a little bit squeezed compared to the year before, and their earnings also fell. They said that they've paused some hiring and they're going to focus on organic growth as opposed to deal making. Now, S4 Capital is a media company and it's operated by the advertising legend Sir Martin Sorrell, and we can speak to Sir Martin for more. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? All right?
Yes, very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm sitting here in Cologne.
Very nice, very nice. Look, it seems like S4 is battening down the hatches for what could be a very long winter. Is that right?
Well, you call that long winter. I mean, when we 28% revenue growth across the board and 2 year stacks of, 77% and 3 year stacks of 89%. So top line growth has been strong. And whether you're looking at content up 26%, digital advertising content or data analytics and digital media up 23%, or tech services up 89%, or the Americas up 26%, and EMEA up 36%, and Asia up 27%. I mean, it's strong growth across the line. So when you talk about a winter, there's not a winter in digital, and we don't see it even going into next year. We haven't started our planning process for 23.5%. Or budgets for 23, it's early days. But when we look at the ad platforms, the top eight platforms, and analysts' forecasts for ad revenue growth for digital next year, we look at an unweighted average of about 13.5%, and that probably skews to the upside when you do it on a weighted basis, given the strength of Google and Amazon, which are platforms that appeal to clients that want to activate and perform. The premium is going to be on sales and sales growth. And that plays to our strengths and the strengths of the big platform. So when you talk about a winter, we've always said that economically, even before, you know, the current crises, whether it be war, inflation, interest rates, climate change, whatever, we've always said 23 would be difficult. I think given what the Fed and other central banks are doing, it's likely that 23 and 24 are going to be difficult until the US presidential election. But even in that context, the demand for digital services, and you see it at Bloomberg, I know, the switch to digital continues. There's concern about linear TV and its reach and what is known as frequency capping. Many of our clients are reducing their linear TV exposure because they see needless duplication, and they're worried about the reach of TV, linear TV, as young people move to digital. So it's not a winter. We see selective opportunities geographically in North and South America and Middle East and Asia, maybe ex-China, India, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I'm conscious that we don't have a lot of time. What about your view of the UK? Warnings of a recession here. How are your clients reacting, and what are you hoping the government will do?
Well, I think Europe is a different story. I mean, EMEA, I would segment Middle East and Africa, particularly in Middle East, given the energy prices and likely direction. I think the economic prognosis for UK, France, Germany, Italy and Spain is very difficult, not the least of which is what's going to happen with the war. I think it would be a prolonged conflict, prolonged war. And we heard this morning about partial mobilization and the speech by President Putin. So I think that Europe remains a big question mark.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.